It's 6 minutes past 10, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And we have Ainsley with us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Now, listeners, we are still in COVID lockdown, and you may still heard this morning another week of it as well, unfortunately. But we do the best we can. And that means we're limited to two presenters in studios and no guests. So we're all presenters, but Jim is calling on a phone. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you, Darren, and good morning to you, Ainsley.
Good morning. Lots
of things to talk about.
Well, I was just going to play the next track, which is... Yes, happy birthday to us at Spotlight. Happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, Darren. It's been a fantastic 12 months. You and I have had a great opportunity to, I think it's over 200 interviews, work together and really find out about the stories of so many great people. Thank you so much. And I really mean this. Happy birthday to you, my very good friend.
And happy birthday to you as well. And to help us celebrate, we did invite Ainsley in. And what I might think now, we just put that birthday music down. That's enough of the birthday. We'll have another second birthday in another year's time as well. But good morning, Ainsley.
Good morning. Can I say happy birthday as well to you guys?
Oh, thank you.
I actually want to get you to do it with me quickly. One quick one.
Yes.
Say off to me. You don't know what we've been told.
You don't know what we've been told. Come on, Jim.
Spotlight's turning 1 year old.
Oh, Spotlight's turning 1 year old.
So don't you worry, don't you fear.
Don't you worry, don't you fear.
It only comes but once a year.
It only comes but once a year.
So yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, guys.
Thanks, Ainsley.
And first, Ainsley, so thank you so much for being our lead-in every week.
Thank you.
Now, I was looking up about the Positive Energy Show. Yeah. You're not quite one. I recollect, it's about September, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. We're 9 months. We're still a baby in the making.
Oh,
we haven't been born yet.
I was thinking you've just been, like, as much part of the furniture here at Live 90.5 at Spotlight. And happy birthday, I must say, to also to Pick and Mix, who had their third birthday this week. It's birthdays all around. So thank you, Anne, Julie, for your great show. You are the season presenters, and we're all just following in your footsteps.
Yeah.
And so just a bit about you, Ainsley. So many people may listen on a Wednesday breakfast and the Positive Energy Show, but don't know that you are a board member here at Alive 90.5 and treasurer. So the first thing I got to say is, how's the budget? You know, it's budget time for the state government and everything. How's the live budget? Are we going to stay on air?
Yes, we will definitely stay on air, Darren. The good news is, whilst COVID has had an impact on us, we've got a strategic plan in place and we've looked at ways of being, first of all, having visibility of all our accounts and setting specific goals and targets we need to reach. The good news is as well that we're looking at other ways of generating revenue. And membership, for example, we've got a really strong membership drive with Perkbox. We've also got great sponsorship packages where it's not just about having a jingle on the radio, but it's this whole omni way of doing media marketing where you can also get social media marketing, etc. So there's lots of ways of being involved in the community and doing the right thing with Alive 90.5.
That's fantastic, Jim. Jim, I know you've been in and out of Alive 90.5 over many years. Do you want to share some of your experience?
It's been an amazing experience. You meet so many good people. It pushes buttons in you, in how you think, what you want to say, what's the storyline that you want to leave. And they're all things about developing the self. And to meet people like yourselves and people beforehand and the presenters and what they do is just fantastic. When you think, my understanding is approximately, whether it's 200 or 250,000, it's a large number of people tune into our radio station on a weekly basis to understand the world in which they live, to learn from all the great presenters. And I think our listeners need to understand this is all voluntary. This is where people try to provide a service, a level of entertainment, of theatre, that helps them understand the world in which they live. Whether you want just plain music, whether you want to talk, whether you want to know what our mayor is saying in the hills or Parramatta or in Cumberland, or our premier or our prime minister. We've had prime ministers on before. So it's about all of that. And as I said, you know, to have you two guys, to work with you, it's been a real privilege, and others that have come and helped me be able to be part of this, and I really mean that.
Thank you, Jim. And the thing I like about the station and what the station does for the community is getting out there with our outside broadcasts. And we haven't been able to do many in the last year, but the one we did recently was Meals from the Heart at Ronald McDonald House, and I think we got them just in time before this current lockdown. But also I was going to push to Ainsley here, because he was the big creator of the outside broadcast with Super T at the Castle Hill RSL. And it's those sort of things I love doing, and I know we've got some great ones coming up soon, hopefully, that we'll be able to get out there. So, Ainsley, your thought about those outside broadcasts?
Well, first of all, it's been absolutely amazing that we could, one, as a community radio, really assist and participate with these charities, which is really for a good cause. Super T, we managed to raise a whopping over $33,000, which far exceeded the expectation. We also gave the opportunity, we had fun, we dressed up as superheroes, we were at Castle Hill RSL, we had 10 local businesses supporting and driving that initiative. And it was an amazing event, because not only did you contribute, but you were involved in personalizing that offer to the sick kids in hospitals by packing up that garment and packing up that you know, that gift box, which included messaging, included comic books, activity books, and also the garment. Really great initiative. And then on the Ronald McDonald House, that took me the empathy to another level, because we got to cook food but also serve the food. And I think we just to put yourself in that shoes where you're really humbled and you're able to help the community and really give back, it activates a lot of that dopamine that I always talk about in the Positive Energy Show, that feeling of success and reward and accomplishment, but also doing good, Darren.
Thank you, Ainsley. And Jim, it's time for a break. And as you know, we love our songs, and I've picked, I hope, one of your favourite. I wonder if you could guess what it is, and don't worry if you get it wrong. What do you think I've picked out for you?
Wow, this is a really good birthday present.
It's coming up. It is K.D. Lang, Hallelujah.
Hi.
Alive 90.5.
It's 21 minutes past 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim, Darren, and guest Ainsley. And over to you, Ainsley.
Yes, Darren. I'm really keen on understanding, first of all, it's your birthday. Once again, happy first year birthday.
Woohoo!
Ooh, yeah. Well, how did you and Jim get started together? How do you get the spotlight off the ground? Yeah.
Well, I think I'll go to Jim on that one, being the senior in the couple.
Thank you, Darren. And thank you for that lovely song. It means a lot to me, and it's very personal, so thank you. It's a great question. We just clicked. There were other people. Originally I did about 4 or 5 years radio show with lots of people, Sean Condon, our minister, Dr. Jeff Lee, and we did that and had a fantastic show. And I took a break, as you do, and I happened to run into a couple of people that I knew, and I came down here, and it was just a really good attraction. Darren and I met each other. We'd known each other beforehand, but not to the understanding. We clicked, and I said, gee, I'd like to do a show, I think, or something like that, but I don't have skills in computing and all that. And Darren said, well, I can help you with that. And, you know, he's so kind, and he'll get cranky because I say these things on air about him, but I'm going to anyway. He really understood that I had no skill, and I really was vulnerable by telling him that. And we we knitted together a program, Call Spotlight, and ever since then, you know, 12 months ago, it's been fantastic. People want to be on our show. They want to tell their story, from Boy Scouts through to people who are 85 years of age who've made a contribution and have had challenges, have made great things. I mean, the stories we've heard, Ainsley, and been involved in have been an amazing period in our lives. And I think we put together a pretty good show. And I don't mean that to be egotistical, but it's not about Darren and myself. It's about the stories they tell and the experiences that they want to share with us. And it really is very humbling with regards to it. So, sorry, I know that sounded a little convoluted, but we just clicked, we had a crack, and I think we're, as a result of that, our success has followed us.
Great. Excellent. Now, how many interviews have you already conducted on Spotlight?
So, as Jim said earlier, it's over 200. So, that's not 200 guests, because we have some lovely regular guests, including our mayors, Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer, Mayor Dr. Michelle Byrne, and Mayor Steve Christou, who have joined us across that time. And we've had some other people back, like Dr. Philip Lee, talking about palliative care in Westmead as well. Amongst all those, 200. At first, in the first show, we were very kind of game in thinking that we could have four guests in an hour, and that just became too much. And then we settled on having the four guests over 2 hours, which is the format we use currently. And it works really well. So, yeah, we've clocked over 200 interviews on the clock.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've just did the maths, and yes, it is. 200 divided by 52 is 4.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So,
well done. Now, what is the highlights of the year that you've had the past year?
Well, just briefly, and also to the point of starting the show as well. Thank you, Jim, for all those kind words. What really got us started, I think, is I was chatting with Jim, and I go, "Well, the show needs a name. We need a name, we need a brand, but it can't be an interview show." And then I said, "Jim, what about Spotlight?"
Yeah.
And it stuck, and we got the branding together. Initially, we did a lot of pre-records because of the various activities that Jim was doing at the time and the like. And now we tend to do the shows live. But one of my highlights was when we were able to and Jim reached out to Dick Smith's so we were able to get connected with him and have him on for an interview, and it was a fascinating story, and really how he was telling about how he had to plan the helicopter trip around the world, and to get across the Bering Strait he had to hop via islands with fuel cans that were positioned there in advance, so he could actually make that journey in his Bel Air helicopter. So that was one of my highlights of the year. Over to you, Jim.
Look, I found every one of the interviews really amazing. I guess there are a number that stick out in my mind, and as you know, when you highlight one and not another one, people may misinterpret that, but it's not about that. Two of them that really hit home to me, Darren, was Heather Riddell, the Riddell Foundation, with regards to teenage suicide, the emphasis that we've put on that, trying to provide preventative areas and people to help in that area. We are privileged when people open their hearts and tell us about the pain and the story and what they've been through. And amidst all of that, they then still try to look for good in trying to solve really complex human issues. And when she was in our studios, Darren and I have the opportunity to see the non-verbal things that people say, and she was so strong and courageous, like many of the others who've showed and told their story. I found that very, that will stay with me ever. And the other one was Barkus Makari, Darren. Barkus, a young man, and in fact, I was very privileged to teach him at school over 40 years ago, and he, a very successful accountant in Western in Parramatta, woke up one day, to cut a long story short, got cancer, and cancer of the leg. He had a black belt in karate, beautiful children, everything going north. He then has to make a decision that we say, we've got to take your leg off this afternoon.
Wow.
And when he was in our studio, what he's done to try and overcome that and to be a leader in adversity, those two things will stay with me forever, like all the others will. But since you asked me those, I think they were very relevant to me and pertinent.
Wow. The most challenging time, that's quite great highlights, guys. What's the most challenging time that you've experienced in the last year? I know, Jim, you've been in isolation quite a bit with COVID because you know, the northern beaches are always misbehaving. I'm going to change your name to to Naughty Beaches, not Northern Beaches.
I'm sneaking out.
Yeah, I think the most challenging times as far as production is when something like, well, even just now with not being able to have guests in the studio, but there was a time when the Northern Beaches, and Jim's over at DY, and he was in isolation, so we had to arrange him calling in like he is just today. And that just sometimes that's thrown in at the last minute and just got to scramble to make a radio show. You understand that as a presenter. But apart from that, it's been pretty smooth sailing. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Look, you and I are right and left clubs. We know our strengths and our weaknesses, and we just get on with the show. We know that there's no power play, there's no I'm better than you, all this type of stuff. We know what we need to do, because the goal is to produce a show or to provide an experience for 2 hours to let people know and bring them into their world and for them to come into our world. And we just get on with it. We know the recipe and we do it very well. And I think that's all about friendship, both personally and professionally.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Darren. Thank you, Jim. That was a great rendition and overview of what Spotlight's about, and happy birthday once again.
Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us. It's been really a good pleasure. And as you said, Jim, the show goes on and 2 hours is short and we must go on, and you can come back in studio for the next guest.
I shall. Ainsley, thank you, and thank you for all the things you do for 90.5. It never goes unnoticed.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Darren.
Happy birthday.
Alive 90.5.